Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful verse, what a beautiful prophecy about Jesus coming into this earth. Amen. This is a beautiful season. Today is the 1st of December. We enter into a season of Christmas. We celebrate the joyful coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, born in the manger in Bethlehem. But He was born with a purpose, my dear brothers and sisters. One of the most tragic words in our vocabulary is the word perishing. Yet it was a word that Jesus Himself often used in Matthew 18:14, Luke 13:3-5, to describe people who are spiritually alienated from God. And that's what hurts the heart of the Father in heaven, when people are alienated from God, the ones who are created in His image. And that is the purpose that Jesus came to preach the kingdom of Christ, to preach the kingdom of God, to preach the gospel to the nations, that they will know the one true God that we worship. And that's the call of the Holy Spirit in this season of December, that the Lord is stirring up our hearts and our spirits to reach the unreached people groups. Amen. To heal the sick, to, you know, preach the good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, the Bible says, to proclaim liberty to the captives. There are many people who are brokenhearted. They have got no place to rest. They are languishing in their pain and in their sorrow. And we have Jesus with us. We have the anointing of God in us, living in us. We have the Spirit of God with us. And He desires that we will take the gospel to the ends of the earth and preach it to the nations, so that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. So that was the purpose of Jesus in this season, when He came to this world. My dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus was born in our lives and we gave our heart to the Lord God Almighty, God anticipates the same thing, the same results, what Jesus achieved for His Father in heaven. He expects and anticipates the same results through our life, that we will be a conduit of salvation to many souls that are languishing. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the heart of God. He desires that all will be saved, all will be delivered, all will know Jesus. Amen? So reflect seriously that it is the divine image in every person that gives life and intrinsic dignity and worth, regardless of race, color, sex, age, or social standing. That's what makes each person worthy of being rescued from eternal damnation. Hallelujah. I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Fanny Crosby. Beautiful one. It says, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Hallelujah. Bible says in Luke 14:23, go out unto the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. The season is the season where we will fill the house of God with the people of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank You for this beautiful day, Lord, that You have given to us. Yet another opportunity to live our life worthy of Your calling. And Father, we want to say thank You for that. Lord God Almighty, I pray the way you have anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and power, that he went around doing good, healing the sick, setting the captives free, healing the sick, preaching the good news to the poor, and doing good unto all mankind. Likewise, we, your church, your people, will be, O Father God, energized and activated by the power of the Holy Spirit to take the gospel of Jesus to the ends of the earth, O Father. And we'll fill your house with the people that are languishing and perishing, and they'll be saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. This morning, O Father God, I pray that as your people step into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them and be with them, O Father God, and keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who are sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. Abba Father, we thank you, we love you, we appreciate you, we give you all glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.